You're listening to Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what's up? Episode 5, Upon Further Review. We are wheeling and dealing. We got a great episode this week. We're going to do a short intro. We're going to get straight to it because this is a good one. We have a chance to sit down and chat with the two guys who made a lot of noise last week against the Rams, James Cowser and Shalik Calhoun. Quick teaser, we'll get to the name change in just a bit. I have a chance to catch up with those two guys. They were great, very high-energy guys. We hit a lot of things with that dynamic duo. The game in China, football, how it's growing. Will there be a game in China at some point? A team in China at some point? James Cowser, our unofficial China correspondent, will key us in on that. And then we welcome our old friend Kyle Martin Media into the mix. Our usual witty banter. And we hit a lot of topics with Kyle, too. What he likes from the Rams game. What he's looking forward to this week against the Packers. And places that he wants to go in terms of the sports landscape and, you know, stadiums, events, that kind of deal. So stay with us. We got a good episode this week. We're going to have a lot of fun. So make sure you kick it with us. You kick it with us. You keep us dialed in on your phone or however you're listening to episode 5 of Upon Further Review. Now heading into week 3 of the preseason, finally. Almost there. Almost to the end. In terms of like an X's and O's, that kind of deal, what changes for you two preparation-wise heading into week 3 compared to week 1 or week 2?
It's more of like an in-season, what like regular season would be like focus for us. So I mean like, early on, it's camp mode, so I mean, you're grinding every day. It's Raiders versus Raiders, but this time, it's us versus Green Bay, and we're treating Wednesdays how Wednesdays would be treated, Thursdays how Thursdays would be treated, so it's just a little more preparation-focused that way.
So you guys have obviously been here through different coaching staffs now. Is the in-season day feel any different than it would, say, a year ago, 2 years ago, or is the timing of everything still pretty much the same?
Yeah, I'd agree. The timing is pretty similar. I would say it seems like we get done a little early, and then he popped up and said we'd have meetings a little bit later. So you're like, oh, I guess never mind. You know, pretty much same type of schedule. Not too different, and, you know, I would definitely say it's some fun-filled days.
Yeah. So actually, it works out really well randomly that Shalik decided to join us because we wanted to talk about your guys' trip to China.
Ooh.
Kowser, you've been there a bunch. Shalik, this was your first trip to China, right, or second?
No, I've been there six times.
Have you really?
He's lying. No. He's lying.
Oh, he's so gullible. No, first time.
Hook, line, and sinker.
You got me. You did. So, I mean, did anything, I'm sure the whole thing surprised you in a lot of ways, but off the top, did anything surprise you about going over there?
Yeah, I think one thing I talked to, you know, to James about, the biggest thing that surprised me was, like, you know, you hear about China and you think, like, everyone's walking in a, you know, in a straight line, no one, you know what I mean?
The
like,
lines.
Yeah, it's like, man, you kind of assume that it's going to be cops everywhere. Kind of, you can't, the government's watching you, you know, you can't make a move without the government behind you and taking a bite of your food with you. And you get there and it's really like laid back. And like, he talked to me before I got there and he was like, hey, man, I just want to let you know, like, there's no lines. And I'm like, no lines, what do you mean? He's like, if you go for anything, if you're getting on the escalator, you're going to get some food, he's like, you kind of just all cram in and let it sort itself out. Like, he's like, and
it's like an amoeba.
Yeah, he's like, and if you're moving too slow, granny will pass you up and she'll jump in
she'll
front of you.
She'll throw a bow at your head.
You know?
It's ruthless out there.
It's ruthless. And sure enough, that was the first thing I realized, and it was like, I just started laughing, man. I was like, man, this is funny. But it was great to go over there and kind of feel calm, feel like no sense of nervousness, and really just enjoy the culture.
So obviously you guys went over there for a lot of reasons, but spreading the word of the NFL. Kowser, I'll ask you, since you've been over there a bunch, not this year, not next year, but, you know, 10, 15 years down the line, do you see the NFL playing a game in China? Because it seems like every time we talk to you that the game over there is just growing and growing and more people are into mm-hmm. it. And
heck yeah, there's going to be a game. There's going to be a game. There's going to be like probably like some sort of like European-style league, you know what I'm saying, in mm-hmm. China. It's going to grow for sure. There's just like a bunch of stuff that like you don't think about, like stadiums and fields, and like there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes behind. And then honestly, scheduling, it's hard to, you know what I mean, there's like a 14-hour, 15-hour flight plus the big time difference, and so like that kind of stuff goes in and it makes it kind of difficult just to schedule. So I mean, it's not necessarily just like fans wanting it or not.
It's there's the logistics
of it. Yeah, plus like, I mean, one thing they talk about a lot is that they would sell out a game instantly.
Yeah.
Like, it's sell out. But they want to have, like, the foundation there. So it's not just, like, a one-time hit that people are like, oh, look at the circuses in town.
Yeah,
and they leave.
Yeah.
Sure.
They want the fan foundation there as well.
So
well,
when was
Kowser would be a commentator and a player of that game, just to let you know.
Because I talked to you during training camp about how big Kowser is in China.
LeBron James of
– It's the LeBron James of China.
Yeah.
That – Why aren't they paying me like I'm LeBron James in China? If that were the truth, my bank account doesn't reflect it.
So who is bigger in China right now? If you were to power rank Shalik.
Okay.
Stephon Marbury.
Who?
Jimmer.
Yeah.
Kowser.
You put it in the right
you
order right there.
You gotta put it in the right order. I won't lie.
Okay.
That was pretty spot
Stephon
on.
Stephon Marbury has a key to the city in Beijing.
That's
and
hard
Jimmer
to do.
Is the lonely god.
Yeah, they call him the lonely god. No joke. That's his name.
So do you have a cool Chinese nickname then?
No.
No,
I'm just Kowser.
Okay,
you want to tell him my nickname, Kowser?
Huh? No, that is not family
friendly. Oh, okay,
we gave him a good
sure.
nickname, but
no,
it's not family friendly.
If it was a good nickname, it would be family friendly. I'm just stating that now.
His name sounds like a bad word, and it's pretty funny.
Okay, so another great thing about you guys being here, let's go in the Wayback Machine just a week ago. So this whole thing
that
has been in the NFL. Everyone's been talking about the NFL. What's this dude? What's his name? Tyrod Taylor?
Taylor? Saw that.
What is so?
Tyrod.
We got our own issue right here.
Oh.
Hit me. What do you got?
With him? I've been calling him Shalik my whole life, but that's not his name.
What's his name?
Yeah,
Shalik?
My name's not Shalik. It's Shalik.
No.
Swear.
Oh, my.
We got our own right here.
We got breaking news. We've done it, Travis. Episode 5. We've broken news. On Upon Further Review, what is your name?
Shalik.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so hard to get right.
It's fine. People been calling me this since, like, high school.
I found this out in China, and I've been trying to get it right. In my head, I just call him Leak now.
Yeah.
Sneaky Leaky.
He can't seem to figure it out. So he'd be like, Shalik, I'm in Shalik.
So your mom calls you Shalik.
Yeah, so my name is Shalik. But everyone just calls me Shalik.
Bro, we got to get you on this pronunciation guide, man. We got
to
fix this.
I try to stay out the way, man.
Oh, I told you, forget
Tyrod Taylor. Stay out the way and make plays. That's it, man. That's it.
This Tyrod Taylor, we got our own in-house issue.
This is tremendous. So let me ask you this, and we're going to play a game with you guys real quick. Do you think you guys can go through the Raiders pronunciation guide and pronounce all the names correctly?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Wait, each individually or collective effort?
Collective effort.
Okay, definitely. Sure. We could definitely do it.
The rookie, number 80. His last name is Black and all. How do you say his first
Saeed.
Name?
Saeed.
I know because he's a close friend of the family.
Ding, ding, ding. Mr. Brown, his first name is?
Pharaoh.
No, not
Fadal?
Pharaoh.
Fadal.
Come
How did
on,
we get
man.
Fadal wrong?
We're on there.
New long snapper, Andrew, last name?
DePola.
Are you?
DePola, yeah, DePola.
DePola? Okay.
Look, you close don't enough. Even know. How could close you quiz us when you don't know how to
say I'm just looking at the guide. I'm going to say
DePola. DePola.
DePola.
DePola?
I'm going to say DePola.
Travi?
It's DePola.
DePola?
No, because we call him Depot. It's DePola.
Yeah, so we call him Depot, so it's DePola.
We're going to have to go to the tape for this.
The official review.
Official review.
We got it.
Mr. Breno, number 68. His last name is?
Oh, man. He's new.
We were talking about that one. He has the hard one. I think that's right. Giacomini or something?
Giacomini. Dang it.
All right, we messed that
Close.
One.
All right, we'll take half a point for that one.
This one I think is kind of easy. Number 55, Mr. Lee's first name is?
Markel.
Yeah,
come on, that's
Markel,
our dog.
Markel's, he's our boy.
Dude, okay. We're good friends with Kels.
I mean, they've been messing my name up for years, but I mean, yeah, I'm their friend too, you know?
Kind of.
Rookie kicker, his last name, Eddie?
Piñero. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. I speak Chinese.
I think it's Piñero.
Piñero. There it is. Eddie. Last name.
Vanderdos?
Vanderdos.
We get differing of opinions here.
No, that was Vanderdos. Vanderdos.
Eddie Vanderdos. Dos. Vanderdos.
Dos?
Yeah, like D-O-S-E. Yeah, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Vanderdos.
That's just my slang. My bad. I just.
The rookie fullback.
Yes.
Number 44, Ryan.
Juracek.
Yeah, he is Juracek.
Dude, you wouldn't know any of these names if I didn't come up with them.
No, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't
You're
know
hesitating.
I wouldn't know Juracek because it's spelled with a Y.
No. I'm not saying.
Isn't it? It's
like I wouldn't say you wouldn't know how to pronounce it. You just wouldn't remember their names.
And we can now add to the pronunciation guide, Shalik Calhoun.
You see how he holds it?
See, that's the thing. That's the hard part. You can say Sha and Leak. It's like how it pieces together is the hard part.
When did you morph into Shalik?
When
his mom told him to spell with an I?
When everyone reads, they see the I in there, and they just say Shalik. It's Shalik.
Shalik. All right.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you, fellas. I got to get you out of here because you got to go to meetings, you got to eat. Mm-hmm. But I got one thing that we need you to do, Kowser.
Oh.
We need you.
I'm not dancing today.
No, we're not going to make
it. All right, good.
You had a big interception last week. You told me it was your first interception since sophomore year of college.
Ooh. Good memory, dude. I appreciate you.
Dude, I listen to you, bro. I need you to call your interception in Mandarin. And I got it here. I got it here for you. So you could watch it once. You could watch it in English. But then.
I can remember it.
Okay. You remember
it? I lived it.
You did live it. You did.
I was there. I happened to be there.
All right. Here you go. Here it is. So if you want to watch it once, get your mind right.
No, I'm just gonna wing it.
You're just going to do it. Okay. And here it is. James Kowser calling his interception against Los Angeles Rams in Mandarin.
Should I do it in my announcer voice?
Yeah,
you
should.
Try to have a pretend announcer.
Los Angeles Rams, 开球。 那我们看第47号 Kowser, 他不知道怎么做。哦，他超脚啊，这么厉害，他也很漂亮。 哇，那看他所有的球员，他们都很爱他。
Okay, call. All right, can you call Shalik Zach?
Yeah, heck yeah. In English?
No, I'm not in English.
I like to say it with mine. I was like, oh, the Rams snapped the ball. Look at Kowser. He doesn't know what to do. He happened to catch the ball. Look, all his teammates love him.
Outstanding. All right, gentlemen.
I would have lied about Shalik.
We got 3 minutes to spare. So I'm going to get you out of here. Go eat. Get ready.
Perfect.
Big game.
Friday night, man. Is it 7 or 7:30?
7:30. Gentlemen, we appreciate you. We broke some news. What a day. All right, fellas. We'll see you on the other side. Appreciate it. Big shout out to Kowser and our guy, Shalik Calhoun. Not Shalik. Learn something new every day. So big shout out to those fellas for stopping by. Probably one of our most entertaining duos on the team. Excited guys, high energy guys, guys that you want to root for, right? So that being said, we welcome in our old recurring guest, old faithful, our senior executive vice president of electronic sports and talent evaluations, Kyle Martin Media. Kyle, what's up?
Eddie, how you doing, big guy? Happy to be back, as always.
So, yes, we are back. We mentioned it a little bit earlier. We're back at 1220, back in the facility. But not only are we back at 1220, we are back in our brand new, freshly finished about 4 hours ago. Like, we're talking new podcast studio.
Pulled off the lot new.
0 miles on this beast. Brand new podcast studio. So before we get into it, a huge shout out to our dear friend, Lauren, a.k.a. Lorenzo Chandler, and Mark Nichols, too. It's all blacked out, completely soundproofed. So shout out to those two. This looks awesome. We'll tweet out some pictures and all that kind of stuff so you guys can take a look. But yeah, we'd be remiss if we didn't give them their due because this place is awesome. Anyways, moving on.
Football,
baby. We are finally past the halfway point of the preseason.
Only two more games to go to the regular season, man.
Two more games.
The Lord. Blessings.
So, blessings on blessings. So real quick, though, if we look back at the Rams, we're now rapidly approaching Game 3 against the Packers, which we'll get into in a sec. But, Kyle, when you look back last week against the Rams, I don't think anyone would tell you, would try to make the argument it's the prettiest game of football that we've ever seen, which is fine. I mean, Coach obviously said and brought it up, the fact that it's kind of funky that we're opening the season against these dudes in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. So we went into this knowing this is going to be pretty vanilla in terms of
very,
everything.
Very basic. The definition of basic, to put it lightly, I mean, him and Coach Sean McVay from the Rams both spoke about how they were going to keep it standard, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, you just can't reveal anything, you know, week one, which is ridiculous, though. We'll get into that real quick. It's ridiculous that they would have us play the Rams week two of the preseason when we're going to play them week one of the regular season.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, Coach just said it. It's, you know, we're pretty much reiterating exactly what he said. It's funky. It's weird. He's never seen this before. I'm going to guess we're not going to see this again for a long time.
Knock on wood, man.
But, yeah, man, it was just kind of funky. That being said, there were some things, I think, to take out of that game for sure. Number one being the third, Chris Warren the third.
Oh, yeah.
Dude was outstanding again. Just an absolute monster. Just a sledgehammer coming through the middle of that offensive line. And, I mean, shoot, man, he's two games down, two left to go. Let's see what the Rooks got.
Dude, I would have to fact check this, but I heard earlier, I overheard someone say that he's the leading rusher this preseason at the moment.
Wouldn't
through
doubt
2 weeks.
It.
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean, dude, he went over 100. He's two games, averaged over 6 yards a pop each game, which is crazy to think about. But, you know, we talk about it all the time. It seems like each year, without fail, there is a dude who comes out of nowhere, is uber productive, and, you know, makes the coach's decision, the coaching staff's decision, a little bit harder on, hey, do we keep this guy, do we not keep this guy? I mean, which is good, which is exactly what you want. He's been outstanding. I mean, I don't really know how else to describe what he's done the past 2 weeks other than that he has been better than advertised, maybe?
Sure. Dude, honestly, I mean, we rag on the preseason quite a bit, you know, because we're all just so excited for the real games to get here and for the real competition to start. But it's dudes like Chris Warren III who make the preseason exciting. Like
sure.
You said, to see that, you know, add a little complication to, you know, the roster cuts, or they're fighting for that final spot. And that's fun to see because, you know, you just get to see them showcase their stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see a lot more of it over the next, I mean, get what, 10 days, not even 2 weeks that we play these next two games. Just one real quick before we move on to the Packers. Another guy who's had really quietly, obviously Chris has handled, you know, Chris has been the offensive MVP, I think you could make the argument. I don't really know who else you would say has been as dominant for the Raiders on the offensive side of the football as he has. But Griff Whalen,
mm-hmm.
really quietly just going about his business, found the end zone last week on that
hell of
one
a catch.
Hand. Yeah, great catch from EJ Manuel. He's another dude, too. Kind of obviously not as flashy and not as many, you know, big wow moments, but that dude's been solid, been real solid these past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the stats don't really jump off the board when you look at what he's done, but I mean, his route running, that's one thing that coach has highlighted, is his ability to just crisp cuts, always doing what's asked of him, and more. Factor in the special teams game. Yeah, Griff Whalen's been another standout through preseason and training camp.
Sure, which is actually a great segue. Shout out Segway's producer, Trav. Coach Gruden was saying earlier this week that he wants, in this third game, you know, which we largely consider the kind of dress rehearsal for the regular season, right? The starters will go longer than they have all preseason. He wants to see a third receiver kind of step up. Obviously, you got Jordy and Coop, and those are going to be your two lead dogs, and you know those dudes are going to eat regardless. But he wants to see another guy kind of take this moment and make the most of it and run with it. And Whalen's definitely one of those dudes that you look at him and you're like, all right, man, if there's a roster spot to be had, you know, he's maybe one of those guys you find in the mix.
Sure. I think at the end of the day, I mean, Martavis Bryant, I think, a.k.a. the White Tiger.
A.k.a. the White Tiger, which I know you love.
I love that. Per Gruden. But I don't think anyone's going to outbeat him. I think he's too talented. But, I mean, as you've seen, as I've seen, as Trav's seen all through camp, like, there are dudes that are fighting for spots, Griff Whalen one of them, who's coming up the ranks fighting with people like Ryan Switzer, who offers a lot of similar.
Sure. Definitely similar skill sets, right? I mean,
yeah.
You look at Martavis. Dude has an unreal set of wheels, right? He's a Ferrari in a wide receiver's body. There's, you know, 0-60. I don't know if there's anyone in the league who can beat him. But in terms
real
of
quick, by the way, not to interrupt you, I would love to see a foot race between Coop and Martavis, straight line.
I think Martavis is that. I think he's got him.
I think he would too, but it'd be a good one.
I think
one.
He's got him. Yeah. Coop's like sneaky fast. Like people don't, that's one thing about Coop that we talk about all the time, is that Coop is like, when people think of Coop, they think of the route running, they think of him putting on DBs on skates, which he does all the time. We see it in practice all the time, but he's like sneaky fast too. Like, there are not a lot of DBs, I think, in the NFL that are going to catch up to Coop.
No, I mean, once you put that double move on him, he's gone.
He's
so,
gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
You're not catching up to that.
Nope. Back to Martavis. So, yes, Martavis is an absolute athletic freak. He brings something that I don't think any other wide receiver on this roster brings to the table. But in terms of, you know, the guys like Griff and Swiss and Seth, like you said, I mean, they all have similar skill sets, right, where they all – do similar things well. And, you know, I think that this week, I mean, Coach said this is going to be a challenge week for those guys, for someone to kind of separate themselves from the pack. And, you know, truthfully, going in to this third preseason game, outside of coming out of this game healthy, I think that's probably the most important thing that we need to see, is someone, whether it's Griff, whether it's Seth, whether it's Switz, or, you know, someone else who really kind of takes hold, secures that, you know, kind of slot wide receiver spot, and gives a little clarity as we go down this home stretch here.
I agree. I also, one thing that I'm excited to see is that Gruden said during his press conference today that the starters are going to play into the second quarter. Okay. I want to see a full, good, obviously healthy. Sure. I want everyone to come out healthy. That's the priority.
Yep.
But I want to see a good quarter of football from the starters and see what they're going to put together.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, another thing, obviously, even though it's a preseason, not lacking for storylines at all, but another thing that I think will be kind of keying in on for sure is Donald at right tackle, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's something that we've kind of, I don't know if it's gone, you know, undiscussed, but I certainly don't think we've talked about it a lot. I mean, we talked about it that first day when he came out, he was working on the right side, but I mean, you look from left to right now, you got Colton,
KO,
Rod, Gabe, and Big Don Penn on the right side. I mean, come on, man. I could run behind that line.
Oh, yeah, I mean, any of us could, I hope. But, yeah, I think it's kind of gotten, you know, swept to the side because Jordy's going to be facing his old team. Yeah, that's kind of the main storyline right now. But I agree with you. Seeing how he gets comfortable on the right side because he's been done so well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been – look, at the end of the day, when Donald was a left tackle, he was a Pro Bowl left tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? An absolute Pro Bowl left tackle, a pro's pro. And now switching him to the right side, I mean, I think I fully anticipate him returning to form. But, you know, like he said, he's like, hey, I just need the reps. You know, it's doing everything that I've done for the past 12, 13, 14 years, doing it in reverse. So, I mean, to be fair, like, yeah, you're going to have to practice that a little bit. So.
Definitely. I mean, that's funny. Just I can't comprehend trying to – you've learned for the majority of your career to backpedal with your left foot as your back foot. And now you're switching to your right foot as your back foot. I don't know. That seems uncomfortable to me, but I'm not a professional football player, so.
But yeah, I mean, he's another thing, another player to keep an eye on this Friday night. Kickoff at 7:30, by the way. Make sure you're hanging out with us. It'll be a lot of fun. But the good thing, well, one of many good things, right, about the Packers coming to town is I'm a sucker for those, even though it's the preseason, like, iconic matchups. Right, like if we could play the Cowboys and the Packers and the Steelers every week, like sign me up.
Yeah,
like I think those even though it's the preseason, I think those kinds of games are super cool where there's, you know, 50, 60 years of history between the teams, and you know, there you look at the old footage of these games from the 60s and the 70s, and I mean, you don't get that anymore. You know what I mean?
Like, no, that
there's only a handful of teams that you can really kind of have that experience with, and the Packers are one of them. And I always say that, you know, I've been fortunate enough to go to Lambeau when we went out for the preseason a couple years ago, and it is a place I cannot recommend enough going. If you're a sports fan, a football fan, if you just really like Wisconsin, you know, like you gotta go. Like, it is a very unique place to watch a football game, and I think if you love sports, it's one of those places you gotta go. And for the longest time, it was on kind of like my sports bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, like I said, super fortunate to cross that one off. But places that you haven't been yet that you really want to go.
Ooh, I mean, I kind of...
Or experience it. You know what I mean?
Sure, like, yeah, I'm with you. I'll give you a couple that are pretty obscure, not football related.
All right.
I would love to go to Fenway. For one, you just went this past summer.
I just went to Fenway, and I would... Yeah. I couldn't recommend Fenway any more than I can.
See, like, but you're going to have to go to Wrigley, though, and compare the two.
That's true. But Fenway was stellar. I mean, I've told you a gazillion times, but outside of just the history and the monster and all that kind of stuff, was that it was super, like, the food and the beers and everything, super affordable.
Good to hear.
Which is like you go to, and this isn't a shot at my beloved San Francisco Giants, but you go to a Giants game, you get a beer and a dog, and you're out $24.
Yeah, that dude, that's, you know, not an exaggeration at all.
Yeah, like I'm old school. Like, when I go to the game, I want to sit in the bleachers, have a beer, eat a couple dogs, have some peanuts or something. Like, I love that kind of, like, aesthetic of baseball. And so you could do that Fenway for $9, man. It's great.
Yeah, that's for sure on the bucket list. I'm going to have to throw out – oh, man. I want to – Santiago Bernabeu, you know, I'm a Real Madrid guy.
Sure,
I would love
to
see a soccer or a football match there.
Yeah.
I'm not a NASCAR guy, but I think either going to Talladega or Indy would be pretty, the Indy 500 would be pretty interesting.
All right, brother.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. There's a lot of places, and that's the best thing about sports, though, right? There's so many different venues where you can experience that city's culture, that team's history.
Yeah.
That's what makes sports great, man.
Yeah, I think that at this point, shoot, man. I mean, I'm with you. There's a ton of stuff I want to do, a ton of places I want to go. I think at the top of my list, if I were to go like 1, 2, 3, kind of in no particular order, I really want to make it to Augusta one day.
Oh, boy.
Raider Vito. Shout out to Raider Vito one time. Went to the Masters this year, and I think collectively all of us in the studio were just super jealous.
Green with envy, yeah.
Yeah, man. So Augusta's on there for sure. I really want to. Obviously, you and I, actually all three of us, Pac-12 guys, two Ducks, and producer Trav is a Trojan. But I really want to go to an SEC game. I really would love to go to like an Ole Miss, LSU, you know,
Death
what I mean?
Valley.
Yeah, Bama. You know, I'm trying to think of Bama, Mississippi State, something like that. I would love to go just a huge SEC game. And we've been fortunate enough to see like a lot of big time college football the years that we were in school. But it's a different ball game down there. I'd love to go to an SEC game. I really would.
Dude, think about the big venues, too, though, like the Big House in Michigan.
Yeah, Big House would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Big House would be dope.
Another one I thought of, too, I've never been to Madison Square Garden, so I feel like seeing something there.
I've been to Madison Square Garden once, LeBron's rookie year.
Oh.
I saw Knicks Cavs.
Why were you there?
I went on, like, a school trip. It was one of those, like, weird deals where you're, like, either go to D.C. or New York, and it just happened to be New York that year, and you know, it was like a small group, and they got us like nosebleed tickets to go to see the Knicks Cavs. I was in seventh grade.
What's your review?
It was pretty dope. I mean, like, granted, I was in seventh grade, so it's like I probably didn't appreciate it as much as I should have, but it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. And then I think just the last one on my top three, big soccer guy like you, I would love to go to a Premier League game. I don't really care where it is. I don't care who the teams are. Like, I just want to experience that game day. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to sit in the pub with the diehards, you know, 4 hours before the game. I want to sing the songs. I want to do all that.
With like, a Liverpool fans, you'll never walk alone.
Yeah, sure,
all that
man.
Stuff.
Anything. I want to do that. That's like pretty high on my list of things to knock off one day. Producer Travi, what do you – so you've been to a lot of big-time football games, college football games too. Where do you want to go?
I mean, you guys pretty much covered what I was thinking. Big House. Augusta. I was also thinking the original Yankee Stadium.
May it rest in peace.
Obviously,
yeah.
I can't do that anymore. But yeah, I mean, those are the ones that came to mind for me. I saw a lot of games, obviously, at the great Memorial Coliseum.
The great. What was it like being back?
It was nice. It was weird being on the field, but it was cool. Constant construction.
Nostalgia?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, USC's been under construction since 1862 or whatever. So, like, it was pretty cool being back there.
How close are we? Because we obviously, when we travel, we go straight from the hotel to the stadium, so we don't really get to do a ton like sightseeing or anything like that. But how close is the Coliseum to campus?
It's across the street.
Oh, shoot, for real?
Yeah.
So we drove through SC, we didn't even know. Well,
yeah,
you knew.
We basically when we turned with the buses and we made like that U-turn to come in, that was the USC was like right there.
Oh.
You gotta walk through that Rose Garden on the way to the stadium, right?
Yeah.
If you're coming from the campus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was the best game you saw? You were there for that triple overtime game, right?
That was probably we lost that game, but that was the best game I ever saw there was the triple overtime with Stanford, Andrew Luck versus Barkley. But
and who would have known? Griff Whalen on the field at that time.
I know, right?
What a world. Also, super random. I really want to go to a boxing match. I've never done that.
You better go now. It's dying.
Oh, that's a whole other conversation for another day. But, yes, that's something I want to do. Raider Nation, hit us up. What do you want to do one day? Football, non-football, sports places you want to go, venues, all that jazz. We'll wrap it up here. 7:30, Friday night, at the Coliseum, third game of the preseason. Kyle, who are you going to have on your way out? Who are you going to have your eye on Friday night?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Friday night, on the way out, I mean, we all know the starters are locked, so I'm not too concerned with any of them. But
sure.
The consistency of wide receiver, who's going to make that separation from the rest of the guys? I don't know if I have one player in particular. I'm kind of just looking at position groups as a whole.
Sure.
Defensive backs, running backs. I mean, Chris Warren, I want to see if he can continue to light it up.
Yep.
Lay a couple more big hits. But truthfully, I'm more focused on the position groups and seeing who separates themselves. I'm not going to hone in on one guy and say,
that's fair.
All right, let's see what you've got. But I'm going to let the game speak for itself. What about you?
You know, I think mine's going to be Big Don, big number 72. Okay. I mean, like you said, it's kind of silly to pick, I want to see this one guy. But I think Don is just a unique case in the sense that he said, like, hey, I'm looking forward to getting the reps, you know. I want to get these live game reps. And keep in mind, Don hasn't played in the preseason yet. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you look at Derek and Marshawn and those dudes, and they've played, you know, six or maybe not even six plays, but a handful of plays. But, you know, Don just hasn't had that chance yet. So I think I'm going to have my eyes on Donald, kind of see how he does. The ebbs and flows of a quarter, obviously a quarter is a lot different than 60 minutes. But, you know, he's going to be my guy. So I'm excited to see how Don looks, kind of how that offensive line as a whole really kind of comes together. And, you know, like you said, it's not going to be a perfect product, nor does it need to be on Friday night. You know, I don't anticipate we're going to see anything too wild. I can't imagine Derek's going to go out there and air it out, at, you know, 15 times while he's out there. But
no, but if he connects on a big play to Jordy Nelson, the first player I'm going to look at is not Jordy, not Derek. I'm going to look at the sideline and watch for Aaron Rodgers' reaction because I feel like he's going to be so upset.
That's his guy, right?
Dude, he's been so public about how much he wished Jordy was still on the Packers, but I'm pumped he's a Raider.
Hey, man, Jordy's loss. A. Rodgers' loss is our gain. That's a great way to end it. Thanks, Aaron Rodgers. Appreciate you, brother. Eddie Pascal, Kyle Martin, producer Trav on the ones and twos. Also, we'd be remiss not to say thank you to James Kauser and Shalik Calhoun. Oh, also, real quick, just some programming note. Since we play on Thursday next week, usually these episodes come out on Thursday, next week's episode is going to come out on Wednesday. So, for all of you subscribed, and we appreciate every single one of you, for all of you who give us the click, God bless you. Just keep an eye out for us Wednesday next week on Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review on the Raiders Podcast Network.